Hi everyone, welcome again to Speak Your Mind Podcast. Our topic today is special. It's about take charge of your destiny. We have a guest. She is Laura West. She is registered nurse and energy healer, and she will share to us about this topic.
Hi, how are you, Laura?
Good. Hello. Hi.
Okay. Thank you so much joining my podcast. I'm so excited to have you here from America.
Yes.
Which city you live?
I'm in San Diego in California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, our topic today is about take charge of your destiny. Before we start, can you introduce yourself about your activity right now, your role, your niche, your job?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Laura West, and I'm a registered nurse. I'm a writer, a student, a forever student. I'm an energy healer, psychic medium, and intuitive channeler. I don't know, just all those things, but really, really just a soul like everybody else who's just on a journey like everybody else. And my mission is to spread the word of love. Spread the word of love and to share that, you know, we are not alone and we are surrounded by so much support, so much love out there. And I'm just here to remind everybody of that.
Yeah, it's really important because sometimes when people have like failure, they think that the world's against them and nobody support and they feel alone. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So especially these times.
Yeah, during pandemic is hard times and difficult times for everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. First we start. Your area is about soul team and spirit guides, and this is new things for me. What is soul team and spirit guides? Can you explain about that?
Of course. I'm so excited to. Let's see. Where should I start? Okay. Sorry. I'm asking them. Okay, so I'm told to start with spirit guides. Okay, so spirit guides, spirit entities that we all have. They're a part of our soul team, which I'll explain more in depth in a second. But spirit guides are the souls on our team who are there to guide us, who are there to support us, love us, and to sympathize and empathize with us. What's so important about that is that they're able to do that because they have also lived lives on this earth. Now, that means that there's reincarnation and that we have also lived multiple lives. So our spirit guides have lived lives as well. And they are now in a position, I suppose, where they are able to guide other spirits. Now, it is my understanding that we sort of have a main spirit guide that maybe one, maybe two, that is with us since the sort of the birth of our own personal creation. When we sort of a spark that separated from source, God, whatever you'd like to call the big the big thing out there. But so we've sort of been paired since the beginning of our soul's creation, our personal soul's journey. And then we have other guides that come in and out for different reasons in our life. So I always like to use the example because I'm in school that I have a guide who helps me with school and then things like that. And it could be other things. It doesn't have to be task oriented. It could be like an emotional vent is going to be coming up. So a spirit guide is going to come in and help support you through that. So going back a little bit, the reason why it's so important to know that spirit guides have also lived lives on planet Earth, which is one of the hardest places to learn, is because when they are on the other side where everything is blissful, love, perfect, they are still able to sympathize and empathize with what it is that us humans are going through in the physical. I mean, I guess you can sort of relate it to if you've ever been in such a good mood that nothing can bother you. You can't imagine why somebody may be sad or not feeling well because you're in such a good mood. Well, it's kind of like that on the other side, being in such a good mood, you know, just feeling so good, feeling so loved, feeling so supported. And then, you know, it's important that our guides are able to sympathize and empathize with us, because it could be easy for them to say, this is such a short time and everything, like you're going to be, this is going to go by so fast, you're going to be fine. But instead, we don't need that. That's not what we need to hear or feel when we are in this life experiencing the hardships. We need support. We need sympathy. We need understanding. So in order to, so our spirit guides are so important in that aspect, that they can provide that for us. Now, as far as soul teams, the spirit guides make up a soul team. Now, there are different words for this: soul family, spirit team. You know, people have different teams. I just call it soul team. It's just what came to me from the beginning, and it stuck with me. But soul teams are made up of spirit guides, in addition to angels, guardian angels, you know, your ancestors, your higher self, ascended masters that may be important for you in your journey. So for example, Jesus is important for me in my journey. He is an ascended master that I turn to a lot. That's just one example. And then of course there's source, there's spirit animals, star beings. There's like so many other out there, but I sort of just start with the main few that I had mentioned. But really, it's more for us for identification and sort of personifying what's out there. But really, it doesn't matter. Like, the support will come. The support is the same. And the love is the same.
Yeah, interesting. How we can feel it, because we cannot see it. And I don't know, I have it or not, because I don't know. Nobody guides me and I cannot feel it. And how to connect with our soul team and receive message to us?
That is such a good question. And I'm sure there have been so many times before, you know, for many people where they have just felt so alone and just such in despair. And it's like, and you're telling me that there's love and support out there. Where was it then? I know I have been in times where I felt so in despair, you know, crying with tears, calling out to God. And so I understand. For me, it's been sort of a process. It's been a journey. And I will say that it takes a lot of trust to create this relationship. It takes a lot of, the trust is important, because the messages that come through or the feelings that come through, for me, let me speak for me right now. Whenever I get like a feeling that my team is around, it comes in a sort of subtle hints. So, you know, for me, it's not like I say my spirit guide, his name, he gave me his name. It's Jason. It's not like I say, Jason, I feel so terrible right now. Please make me feel better. And then I instantly feel better. It doesn't work that way, because there's nothing learned. There's nothing learned. That's the thing. Like the other, like the spirit, we're here to learn. We're here to advance our souls. We're here to just become better. And there's a lot of learning, and it could be a lot of hard learning that has to take place. And our team is very much aware of what it is that we need to learn, even though we may feel differently at times. So going back to your question, for me, my journey, it's going to be very different from other people. It started for me by just picking up a book about spirituality. It was written by Sylvia Brown, who was an American psychic medium who has since passed. But she wrote a lot of books 20-something years ago about the other side, about spirit guides, about this whole other world that I was not aware of. I grew up in both a Christian and Jewish household, so that was sort of my definitions of religion. But I was searching for something that felt really good. And so for me, when I picked up these Sylvia Brown books, and I can't remember why I picked it up, how, I don't remember the first time. I remember the first book I read, but I don't remember how that came to be. I'll have to dig deep and figure that one out. But I was definitely guided. I know I was guided, especially looking back. I could tell I was guided. And so I picked up this book, and reading it, I'm just like, wow, this makes so much sense. And in it, she just said, you know, you can ask to meet your spirit guides in your dream. So I did it. Oh, look, I have some friends on here. Yay. So I did it, and it wasn't right away. It took a probably a couple weeks, and I met my spirit guide Jason in a dream. So I, as a teenager, became aware of my spirit guide. I became aware of spirit guides because of a book that I read. So that's sort of what started it for me. And then, I started more recently meditating. So meditation has been really huge in me sort of learning about the communication. But I will, oh, you know, okay. So to answer your question, the number one way that I was getting my information and beautiful messages from my team was through channel writing or journaling. So basically just being open to whatever felt good to write is what I wrote. And beautiful messages were coming through. I was asking questions and getting answers. So I feel like and so now when I'll if I need like a question or answered or anything like that, I will sort of ask it and I can go into meditation and then see what sort of ideas come or like aha moments come. And then that's how I know. I will admit it is very easy to forget that you have this beautiful soul team when things are hard. And I feel like that's probably the times that I'm generalizing because I know I've done it. And I've had other friends too who have, they're like, what should I do? And I said, go to your soul team. They're like, oh my gosh, yes. So I feel like it could be pretty common. So I'll share it. But, it's a, I feel like those are the times that we forget to turn to them. And they do need, I know this is so weird. We have free will. So if we don't ask them to intervene, they won't. So they won't because we also have the ability to ignore their advice or to not ask them in. That's what happens, like if you're in a relationship that doesn't work, that's not good for you, and you keep ignoring the red flags. Those red flags, I believe, are your spirit guides, your soul teams are like, okay, it's time to end this. It's time to end this. And it feels like, oh, this, I know I shouldn't be here, but I love him, or but I blah blah blah, so there's So they do try, and we are allowed to ignore that guidance. So, it's just learning what intuition feels like to you. It all kind of sort of starts with intuition. Learning what intuition feels like to you, because I believe that intuition is, this is interesting. It's okay. Sorry, they're telling me as I speak. I love it. But they use that same channel that we get intuitive hits, intuitive nudges, intuitive knowledge from to communicate with us. So when you start to learn what your intuition feels like, what it looks like, what it sounds like, and what I mean is, how does it feel when something doesn't feel right? What does it look like when something doesn't feel right or when something feels really good? So start paying attention to that because that's how, you may be, for me, it happens a lot when I'm driving. I get downloads from my spirit guides, my team, when I'm driving. And so for me, I know what that feels like because I've started to learn to hone in on my intuition. That's what sort of started this whole journey for me. So it's important to start to pay attention to your intuition. Meditate. Meditation is number one, regardless of whether or not you want to connect with your soul teams or not. And then for me, journal writing, channel writing was really important. But I would say learning what your intuition feels like, meditation, and start acknowledging when you get those aha moments, those like ideas that pop in your head, start. You can have like either a mental internal dialogue or an external, speaking dialogue saying, oh, thank you. Like, oh my gosh, like, you start communicating with them. And the more you do it, the stronger it becomes, the more you'll see how often they are there speaking with you, intervening in your life or wanting to intervene or wanting to help. So it's really just building a relationship, just like you would with anybody, right? you don't go off up to a stranger and trust that they will help you with something. I can't really think of an example, but you don't go up to a stranger and expect much from them. Just as if a stranger came up to you, you know, yes, if you have a good heart, you're willing to help them, but it would be kind of weird and awkward. But if a friend came to you and said, I need help, I feel like, you know, most of us would drop everything and help them during that time of need. Well, it's so important to build this relationship with your team so that you develop that trust and develop desire to want their help or to have them help you or to even just get to know them better. So building a relationship just as you would in physical is important, at least for us. It's important for us because we don't remember them. We don't remember them. And so for us, we sort of have to build on that again. And when you do, it just really becomes this, it's like a whole new world is going to open up for you. You're going to see that how listening to your intuition is really leading you on your purpose in life, leading you, you know, towards multiple missions. I don't want to say towards your sole mission in life because we're always learning. We're always evolving. It doesn't just stop after one big event. So, you know, it's just, it becomes a very beautiful thing. And you may have, unless you're very stubborn and like to argue with your guides, which is totally fine, but you may have less moments of dread, less moments of despair when you start to listen to them and follow the guidance.
Wow. Okay. Now I will train and train to recognize them, find them, connect with them, and build relationship with them.
Yes. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. So the next question, how to find the right purpose in life? Since when you realize that, oh, this is my purpose, this is, I want to do this in my life.
Yeah. And bear in mind that it will change. You have to be open to the different directions it may take. For me, I feel like I had this idea. I thought I knew what the plan was and what direction I was going, but it's looking different. And I know this because for me personally, whenever I'm presented something in life, an invitation of some sort, and I'm excited to do it, that to me means that that's sort of my soul team radar that's telling me, okay, yes, that's what I'm supposed to do. Intuitively, I know I'm supposed to do it because I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. I'm so excited to do it. It feels really feels good. When something doesn't feel good, when I'm like, it doesn't really align with what I feel I'm doing or feels what I'm supposed to be doing, and it doesn't sit well with me, then I won't do it. So that has sort of been like they're like these, like, how do I say it? It's almost like having like bumpers. I don't know if where you are, if there's, you know, bowling alleys, and we have bumpers so that your ball doesn't go in the gutter. So it's almost like, you know, an invitation comes up and your ball hits the gutter and it's like, nope. So it bounces back onto your path. But just be open to all of a sudden getting an invitation that maybe you didn't expect, that is very much like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I thought I was going this direction. And then why am I getting this invitation? And why does that invitation feel good? So that's what I mean by being open. And when you start to hone in on your intuition, you'll start to realize that it's easier to know, okay, well, I guess I'm going this way. And, you know, because beautiful things will come from it, beautiful things. So to answer this question on what is my purpose in life, interesting to hear.
From Wahyu TG.
Yes. Yeah. That's a really good question. I had mentioned earlier that Jesus has been very important in my journey. I know he's one of my soul team members, as he is for many. I'm not saying that he's mine. He's for anybody who wants him. But for me personally, it's important that I had mentioned earlier that I was brought up in both Christian and Jewish household for this very reason. When I was also a teenager, I had a random dream about Jesus, and Jesus came and visited me, and I know it was a visitation. And in that dream, he asked me to spread his word, and you know, that really confused me. I told him at the time, I said, I'll try. And I know it was a visitation because I can remember every detail. And for years, up until recently, I always wondered, what in the world did he mean by that? Because what feels good to me is spirituality. And I always equated spreading his word to more of like a Christianity thing, more of an evangelical thing, you know, where you are preaching or going door to door or, you know, just something more like that. That was my interpretation of that phrase, spreading the word of Jesus and spreading the word of God. So, but that didn't sit well with me. I'm like, I identify with spirituality. That's what I identify with. So how does spread his word relate to spirituality? Because I know it's got to be in that, through that capacity, not through the more organized religion for me. And so, you know, I was like, well, I can channel, right, you know, members of my team. Why can't I channel Jesus? So I just tried it and it worked. And I know it worked for several reasons. And so he told me that while I was channel writing, that what I was meant to spread when he asked me to spread his word was the word of love. And I'm getting chills just saying it now, spread the word of love. And I was like, oh, well, spirituality is all about love. And I mean, humanity, I feel like is mostly all about love. So I can do that. You know, I was like, okay, this is awesome. I can do that. And so that got me really excited. And so that's how I knew. I feel like I was kind of lucky in that sense. But basically, I know that there are different layers to this for me. No matter how I do it, because I'm following what feels right. So right now, it feels right to be a guest on podcasts or to go on social media and do live readings for people. Like, you know, stuff like that feels right to me. It feels good. So I know that through those means, no matter how I do it, my underlying mission, the underlying theme for whatever it is that I do, even in my nursing career, with my family, it doesn't matter anywhere that I am there to help spread the word of love, no matter what means it is. So it almost feels like the mission in life and the purpose in life might be two separate things. It's almost like the purpose, I don't know, I have to dig deeper, but it's almost like there are two themes here. So anyway, that just came to me. I'll have to look into that more. But basically, I know that it is to spread the word of love. How I'm to do that, I follow the intuition and it guides me on how to do that. So mm-hmm. That was a long answer.
Yeah, we can recognize a message from our soul team and we can take charge of our destiny.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. Learning how to hone in on your intuition is really important because it's going to connect you to your soul team. And your soul team is there to help you stay on track. Mm-hmm. So if you continue to do what feels intuitively right, then you will be on your life's purpose, your life's path. Oh, some people are saying such nice things. I love it. So nice. Thank you.
Yeah, this is my follower from Indonesia.
I love it. Oh, thanks. Beautiful. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Laura. This is a very good conversation, very good explanation. It is new things for me. And yeah, good luck for your activity, for your career, for your
you.
Coaching, maybe. Spread. Word of love to people.
Yes, thank you
okay.
so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Laura.
Okay,
have a nice
thank
day.
You. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. It's your sunshine smile.